Now, with the WA border now open, travellers are being urged to unpack the T&Cs before packing their bags. Miranda Willis from Consumer Protection joins us now to explain further. Hello, Miranda.
Hi, Jeff. Yes, thanks.
Want to talk a bit closer to the microphone
sure.
as well?
Is that better?
Yeah, that helps.
That's good.
Otherwise, it just sounds like I'm talking to myself.
We don't want that, do we?
Yeah.
So WA borders are reopened last week. So Consumer Protection is advising consumers to carefully read the terms and conditions and understand them before they make travel bookings for long-awaited trips or family reunions.
Yeah, now, many of us will be keen to make travel plans, but you want them to have realistic expectations.
That's right. This is obviously because of the ongoing impacts of COVID-19, that pandemic. We want you to have a reasonable or realistic expectation. And it's important that you understand the terms and conditions for each part of your travel plans. So be fully aware of the options if your journey is impacted by COVID-19 related issues. And this could be by things such as border closures, restrictions or isolation requirements. And more than ever now, it's really a case of needing to look before you book and stay informed about COVID-19 requirements while you're travelling.
Yeah, the rules are different when travel services are cancelled due to COVID-19 government restrictions.
Yeah, that's correct. So when the cancellation of travel services are due to COVID-19 government restrictions, consumers may not be automatically entitled to the same remedy options that they would in normal circumstances under consumer guarantees of the Australian Consumer Law.
Right, so these T's and C's will tell you what remedy you're entitled to if travel is cancelled.
Absolutely. Yes, they should do that, if not ask them or ask us. Consumer Protection has been pleased to see that many in the travel, events and hospitality sectors have adapted to offering increased flexibility in their arrangements for consumers to make changes or to rebook any travel arrangements if necessary. And consumers need to make sure that they understand what those terms and conditions actually mean before they accept the arrangements for their travel and make a booking, because in some cases bookings may not be flexible and they may not even be refundable.
Yeah, now you've received a lot of travel related complaints during the pandemic.
Yes, we did. So we want you to be aware that most of the travel complaints that we've had over the last 3 years have been about refunds. And the top three businesses for complaints were air travel in the air travel industry, travel agents and tour operators and accommodation providers as well.
Okay, so what are your top tips for people wanting to book?
Yeah, so it's really important, as we said before, that you understand what the terms and conditions are for each part of the travel trip. So that's flights, accommodation, transfers, tours and even car hire, especially when it's in relation to COVID-19 cancellations or delays. And make sure that you check the written confirmation about the refund policy specifically.
Yeah, so it's important to look for flexibility to make changes too.
Exactly. So you could consider booking directly, maybe with the accommodation provider or the airline too, as this may provide more flexibility for you in your arrangements. We also advise to take out travel insurance, but also to be aware of the coverage under that travel insurance and what the limitations might be around it, especially when it's related to government bans.
Yeah, it's also important to stay informed about COVID-19 travel rules, both at home and at your intended destination.
Yes, that's right. We want you to know what you're getting into, and especially about vaccines, what the mandates are for vaccines when you're travelling, as these could be subject to sudden changes to wherever you're going. And we want people to be or have reasonable expectations. So travel and hospitality industries are always changing because of the impact of COVID, and this definitely impacts on things such as supply chains and staffing. So we want you to, I don't know, expect the unexpected, but don't expect too much, I suppose.
How's it go? Expect the worst and hope for the best.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so you're also encouraging consumers who are having trouble getting a remedy or a solution for a cancelled or postponed booking to get in touch with you.
Yeah, as always, if people are having problems with their travel arrangements and they can't get any remedy, then we would like to hear your complaint. So our website, as always, www.consumerprotection.wa.gov.au.